long time ago, a little girl, and I said something about Dad, and she told me, "Ooh, you cursing." I said, "What?" I said, "Well, I didn't mean to." And I said, "Well, where you get that from, Mary?" Say, "That's what my daddy said." Said, "Dad's cursing, don't you never say that." And I just, and I, you know, I intend to ask him about that, but I never did. So, that's what she told me. Say, our daddy was a Baptist deacon and a bookkeeper for the church. Yeah. And he really was raising his children nice. He really was raising his children nice. He died before they was grown. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. And so I intend to ask him about that. And so I just put that word out of mind. You know, I never say that. I never say it. It's strange how things will follow you like that. I never will forget it. And that's been a long time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Say someone asks you to do something, you just refuse to. You say, no matter how many times you ask me to do that, I just
won't do it.
And you had done something that was hard work. You'd done it all by yourself, and all the time you were working, a friend was just standing around watching you, not offering to help. You'd say, when you got through, you'd say, "Now, you know, instead of just standing there, you might
help."
Okay.
That's right.
Someone asks you if you'll be able to do some work next week or sometime. You might say, "Well, I'm not sure I can do it, but I'll
try."
Or I might.
Might try.
Okay.
Might do it.
Might could do it.
I guess I do say that right. Uh-huh. A lot.
And the kind of bird that can see in the dark.
A kind of bird that's an owl.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What different kinds of owls are there?
Well, I know of two. Because maybe it's a screech owl. And it's one of these big old owls, what you call them, big old Dominic owls. And it's a little old screech owl. They sit up and chair and screech all the time. Used to be one around here, but I haven't heard them in a little while. Then our home is these big old Dominic owls.
What are
they? They got great big old eyes, and they're big birds. And they most of the time sit up in the tree and nod, say they don't sleep at night. They have to see everything.
What would you call a black and white animal that's got a real strong smell?
Skunk.
And say some animals have been coming and killing your chickens. You didn't know just what kind they were. You might say, "Well, I'm going to kill those." What would you call them?
It could be two kinds. I don't know if it's many fox around here, but say they'll kill chicken. They'll dig in under the chicken wire. But the thing we had the trouble with is a possum. Now they would get in.
Do you ever call animals like that varmints?
Possum is a varmint.
What is a varmint exactly?
Well, that's an animal you don't eat. You know, a lot of people eat them. But they eat possum, and I wouldn't eat no possum. And a lot of people eat this armadillo. Now, you know, I don't know whether that's a varmint or not.
What would a varmint be to you?
Well, he would be that some will eat anything. That's where a possum is. He'll eat anything dead, anything. But to say a coon, a lot of people eat coon. But I don't eat coon because I don't like the grain of meat. It's stringy. And they say that coon washes everything it eats. And it eats grape and fish like that. They don't eat nothing dead. A possum will eat anything dead, anything.
What about a little bushy-tailed animal that gets up in the trees?